Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for November 29th to December 5th, 2014. Israeli attacks leave 10 Palestinians injured. Meanwhile, Palestinian and Arab leadership decides to go to the UN to end the Israeli occupation. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. One journalist and a youth were injured. Meanwhile, scores of civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday when Israeli soldiers attacked the nonviolent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest organized by the villagers of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank at the village entrance. Soldiers also invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. As a result, many civilians, including children, suffered effects of tear gas inhalation. A cameraman for the Palestine TV sustained light wounds when a rubber-coated steel bullet fired by Israeli troops hit him in his leg. In central West Bank, at the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate of the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. One youth was injured in Bil'in, and many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics in both locations. At the nearby Nabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the village entrance. Moreover, Israeli troops fired tear gas at residential areas, causing damage to the houses as some of the tear gas canisters went through the windows inside the villagers' homes. In Al-Masana village, Israeli troops stopped villagers and their supporters at the entrance of the village and forced them back. However, no injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
The Palestinian Authority, along with Arab states, agreed on the need for a United Nations resolution that would end the Israeli occupation. IMEMC's Ramel Megari has more.
Palestinian Authority is determined to get United Nations approval of a new bid that would bring an end to the Israeli occupation in a period of 2 years. Arab states and the UN are supporting the move. Yet some political commentators believe that the United States will be blocking such a resolution by its veto power. Some others believe not, given U.S.'s interests in the Middle East region. In the meantime, King Abdullah II, monarch of Jordan, said in Washington that the parties concerned with the Middle East peace should be brave enough to go back to negotiations table for a durable solution. At the internal Palestinian level, both Hamas and Fatah parties have not yet agreed on practical steps towards genuine reconciliation among themselves in a way that ends political split and prepares the ground for general elections. For IMEMC News, I'm Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli settlers and troops escalated their attacks, targeting Palestinian communities in both the West Bank and Gaza. At least 10 Palestinians were reported injured this week by Israeli attacks. IMEMC's Iman Abidrabbo Bannoura reports.
On Monday, a young Palestinian woman was shot and seriously wounded at the Etzion settlement junction south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, allegedly after she stabbed a female Israeli settler, causing a mild injury. The young Palestinian woman has been identified as Amal Fakhri Takatka, 22 years of age, from Beit Fajar town near Bethlehem. Takatka is a former political prisoner. Moreover, 5 residents were injured on Tuesday midday when Israeli troops invaded the village of Ya'bud near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Local sources reported that troops stormed the village and searched shops at the local market, then attacked shop owners. Later, local youth clashed with invading troops who responded by firing tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. As a result, 5 civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. On Wednesday evening, Israeli troops shot and injured a Palestinian teenager at a shop in Mishor Adumim illegal settlement near Al-Azariya town in occupied East Jerusalem. Ibrahim Abu Sneine, 16, was shot by Israeli police, then taken to unknown location. The Israeli police claims he tried to stab 2 Israeli settlers at the Rami Levi supermarket. Later, Israeli troops invaded Al-Azariya town and searched a number of homes, including Abu Sneine family house. Clashes erupted between local youth and invading troops. No injuries were reported. Earlier on Wednesday afternoon, 2 Palestinian civilians were injured after an Israeli settler opened fire at them at the village of Betillo near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. According to local sources, both men, Ahmed Zayade and Thabit Bazar, sustained critical wounds and were moved to Ramallah City Hospital for treatment. On Thursday evening, Israeli soldiers shot and injured a Palestinian child who was trying to cross the Kalandia terminal north of occupied Jerusalem, allegedly for carrying a knife and attempting to stab a soldier. Eyewitnesses told local news sources that the child, Yathrib Salah Rayyan, 14 years of age, from Beit Dukko village, north of Jerusalem, was at least 30 meters away from the soldiers when they opened fire at her without warning. On Friday, Israeli settlers uprooted 50 olive trees owned by Palestinian farmers from villages around the northern West Bank city of Nablus. In Gaza, a Palestinian fisherman was injured by fire from an Israeli naval boat while sailing offshore of Gaza City. According to witnesses, they said that an Israeli naval boat opened fire at 23-year-old fisherman Fakhr Abu Riale while he was sailing within the 6 nautical miles allowed fishing zone, seriously injuring him. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbo Banoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 29th to December 5th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.